Yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addy.
Hey, yo, I'm Mo. And all killer, no filler, the Mania Go Home Show. Just finished watching Raw. We're going to get right to it.
Absolutely, Mo. I want to talk about TNA's obsession with Twitter. I want to talk about Shane Douglas being a retard. I want to talk about the Elimination Chamber getting 180,000 buys. But all that can wait because the car is packed. The engine is revving, and now it is the road to WrestleMania, 5 days away by the time most people listen to this. 5 days away, we just finished watching Monday Night Raw and Once in a Lifetime. Is that what it's called? Once in a Lifetime?
Yeah,
is that what the name of it was? All right, good.
Did you really want to use the R word there?
Lifetime? It starts with L.
Okay.
I was going to say Down Syndrome.
Yeah. That would have been better.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But enough about TNA.
But that is what Shane Douglas is.
Yes. Yes. He's not. He told Beckett that he wasn't going to embarrass him. But apparently that turned out to be incorrect. Anyway, we just finished watching, like I said, Once in a Lifetime on Monday Night Raw. Where do you want to start? You want to start with Raw?
Let's just go through match by match and the overall build, talk about give our predictions, because we are running a WrestleMania pool to be able to find it at We Talk Podcast, and there isn't room on our home site. We talk wrestling Podomatic, though people can leave. You can join the pool, you'll get a prize if you can beat me and Addy, and just whoever finishes first outside of us will get a prize, and you can email me, mo_WeTalk, or no, that's my Twitter name. What a fucking idiot.
Yes.
mo@wetalkpodcast.com.
Yes.
Or just leave them in the comments section. You can leave your predictions there, too.
Under
but
this show,
I think let's just go through match by match, and we'll talk about the final build and our feelings and go from there.
All right,
so let's open with something we're all really, really excited with.
Woo!
Orton Kane.
Yes, Orton and Kane. I told you earlier when I wrote down the card for this for WrestleMania, just so we didn't sort of skip everything, I forgot this one.
Yeah, so did they on the Raw Go-Home Show.
No, they didn't.
No?
No, you were running late.
I was running late,
missed,
so you
You actually
that
missed the opening match, which was Orton and Sheamus against Dee Bryan and Kane. And so they did at least have them kind of there. But I don't give a fuck. I assume that Orton is going to win just because Orton should win.
There's a lot of promotion here, I think, that is being poor. So, you know what? I think this might be the poorest of all of them, this match.
I would say
if I was to list my excitement for this match out of 10, it's probably about a 2.5.
Really?
Yeah.
That high?
Yeah.
Huh. I give it 0.5.
Yeah.
Well, I do. I did. Kane bugs me.
Orton's being shitty here, too.
And Orton just, you know, the way he come
it's
back.
Funny, because Orton's saying, you know, how he thinks people are more excited about this than Bryan versus Sheamus. But you know what? No, they're not.
No.
They should be, because they're two technically bigger stars, but they're not.
But in fact, they're
this
not.
This is awful.
Yeah.
But, I give the same thing. I give Orton the win. So that'll be worth 2 points in the pool if you pick the right winner in this match.
For that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I have a system.
A system?
I do. Like it'll be worth 2 points.
Get Ovechkin?
Yeah.
That was your hockey pool system.
For a long time, that was the system. Like 3 years in a row, that was the system that won the pool.
Not this year.
No.
All right.
He's on fire now.
Let's move on to the next match.
Okay.
Do you want me to announce it?
Yeah.
Okay. Cody against the Big Show.
Okay. This one's also worth 2 points, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it should be worth more.
Why?
Because Orton and Kane sucks.
It's true. But I figure they're about the same level on the card. Actually, I think if I was to pick a guy who I want to see in the main event...
You would.
If I wanted to pick a guy who I want to see in the main event 1 year from now, based on how he's performing lately and his character... No, it'd be Rhodes versus Kane.
Rhodes versus Kane.
No, it would be Cody Rhodes. I think Rhodes is just awesome. I think he's really found a character now without having to force it.
Yeah.
I think he's finally got a finisher and the Disaster Kick with a great name that looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just that to me is the star next year that should be elevated to the main event.
It's a finisher you can do on anyone.
Yeah.
Big or small, it doesn't matter, right?
So that's one of the things that's cool about it. It's got a great name. It's just, he to me right now is the guy who I think, a year ago we were talking about hey, maybe Ziggler's the guy who we see a year from now in the Mania elevated. It didn't happen to be him, but I think Cody is the guy who I'm seeing right now as the guy 1 year from now.
I'm picking Big Show.
Yeah, me too.
I know.
That too.
All of that said.
All that said, it's being built up to be Big Show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it has to be. But I think Rhodes is awesome.
Yeah, but I
this is one of the better promoted matches because there's been no stumbles. Everything's perfect. The heel continually needles and gets over on the face, and then at Mania, the face will get his day.
Yes, that's
so
right.
It's perfect.
No, I think it. I mean, this is what undercard should be, really, right?
This is sometimes what the main event should be.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in terms of this, it's a story. It's Big Show always chokes at WrestleMania, and Cody's being a dick and pointing that out, and that's it, right? So I mean, that's your build in a nutshell, and that's perfect.
It's been perfect. Really one of the better.
So now
you're
baby face.
I would say behind the Taker Shawn Michaels Triple H match, or triangle or whatever you want to call that. I think this is probably the second best. Hell in a Cell. I think this might be the second best promoter match.
Maybe slightly behind Punk and Jericho. No. Okay, so let's go on to the next match, speaking of highly touted and anticipated. Maria Menounos and Kelly Kelly against Eve and Beth Phoenix.
Yeah. Now, first off, Beth Phoenix needs to never, ever, ever wear her hair and the dress that she wore on the Go Home Show to Raw.
She was on the Go
again.
Home of Raw?
Yeah. That was, you know, when your brother called her a guy?
Well, no, I just...
You would have actually thought so.
Where was she on Raw?
She seconded Eve to the ring.
No. That was Bull Nakano.
Ah, he might be right.
Uh-huh.
That was not a good look.
Mm-hmm. No, it was not.
CM Punk's hitting that.
Yes. Yep.
But anyways...
Hashtag gay sex.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Oh, remember our Xbox interview?
Yeah.
So,
this women's match, I assume that Maria Menounos... Going in hurt. She's going to gut it out. She's hurt herself at Dancing with the Stars. And hurt her rib, I guess.
Yeah.
And so she's not going to be able to run the ropes as well as
she's
Kelly.
Hurt her rib, which is hilarious, because this match, also a rib.
Yes, it is. That said, I just wrote down women's match, so I don't even have like a circle, like a team to circle.
Okay,
my
well, I'll give
here.
It this way. If you pick the person who gets the pin, you get 1 point. If you pick the person who gets pinned, you get 1 point. There's a maximum of 2 points you can get in this match. What are you going to go with?
I'm going to say Eve pins Kelly Kelly.
Really?
I mean, that's part of me says that, yeah. Well, yeah, actually, you know what? I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to say that Maria Menounos pins Eve because then the bitch is humiliated, and that will lead to a backstage vignette with Zack Ryder.
You know what? Oh, fuck.
I hate Zack Ryder.
Which
I will earn the channel for.
Yeah. I never thought a year ago I'd be saying I hate Zack Ryder, but God, I hate that guy right now.
Yeah.
It's brutal. But you know what? That's my exact same prediction, too, which sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But, so that's, you know, people, as I say, email me predictions. What we'll probably be doing is taking a used copy of WrestleManiac and autographing it for you and signing it. That will probably be the prize.
It could be.
It could be. Which I know you're excited.
B might email it or may autograph it, too.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah.
We'll get your sister to autograph it. A bunch of people they don't know.
Yeah. Next. What do you got?
I don't know. What do we got? We got Sheamus versus Ryan.
Okay.
This match is worth 2 points if you pick the winner, and if you pick whether it was a pinfall or submission correctly, you get 1 point for a total of three.
I say Sheamus wins with the cripple or crossface.
Really? Is that your actual prediction?
No.
Because it was a guy named Daniel? So
that would work. I wasn't even thinking of that. That works. He's fragile. AJ's a woman. Anyway, I'm going to go obviously with Sheamus here. I don't like it. I wouldn't book it that way, but I just have a feeling that that's especially when my boy D. Bryan pins Sheamus in that opening tag match that we mentioned on Raw. So Bryan got the pin going into Mania. So the way they do things is that should mean that Sheamus is going to come out with the belt.
Yeah, and I really wish I could go away from you here, but really it looks like Sheamus pins Bryan. Same prediction as you.
Too.
Yeah, same prediction. Fuck you. Sheamus pins Bryan, so that's your prediction as well.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the feud, the build up,
the build to this match isn't so much the build to this match as it's the creation of the Macho Man Randy Savage like character of Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Right?
That's been really more. It's been more
Slash Owen Hart.
Bryan and AJ. Well, yeah, Slash Owen Hart. But it's been really. He was doing the Owen stuff, and now he's more. He's playing into the stuff with AJ a little more.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Well, it is
still,
both.
Yeah.
It is both,
yeah.
Of course. But that's really been it. It's the whole build of this is to hate Daniel Bryan, and really there's no issue between Bryan
No, basically, other than he has the belt and Sheamus wants
yeah.
it, that's the issue.
Yeah.
But as far as, you're right, I mean, the thing is, it's about the emergence of this character and how good Bryan has been performing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now he's the most entertaining character in all of the WWE.
Yeah,
I
agree.
If you didn't see, people didn't see his SmackDown, when he's sitting there basically telling... tell everybody about, you know, what a good lover I am, is what he whispers to,
yes,
to AJ.
Yes.
And she's
it's true,
going,
isn't it?
And she's sitting there going, oh, that's kind of personal. I go, no, but it's true.
It's true, though.
He's just very calm. No, it's true. You know,
it's
fantastic. He is the best character right now and the most entertaining thing in the company, for my opinion. So you're right. For that sake, he should win it. But
yeah.
You know what? Sheamus will pin him.
Yes, that's right. So.
But I say by SummerSlam, Sheamus will be back down the card a little bit, and Bryan will be back up.
You think so?
I think so.
Maybe.
Because he's just that fucking entertaining and good right now.
SummerSlam, I think that might be the rematch. I think I texted to you. I said maybe.
I don't think they can wait that long for anything.
There still is a draft.
There
apparently
is a draft.
It's set for April 23rd-ish, I think.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you draft Bryan over to Raw to fight Punk. I mean, there's that option as well. Let's just go right into Punk then as the next one. Let's just say Punk and Jericho.
Okay.
What do you think?
You can
here?
Get a total of 4 points here because it's 2 points for the winner.
Okay.
And 2 points if you correctly predict whether it's a pin or submission.
Oh.
Both these guys have both pin
have
and submission
both.
Moves,
That's
so it's
true.
A little more
That's,
difficult.
Yeah.
So, you know what? You would think Punk.
Yeah, he's the guy that signs his names on all the light bulbs.
Who?
He said, you know what?
Again, this is really, really built for Punk to win. But I think Jericho's going to win. I think Jericho will get the pinfall.
Do you think
that's my prediction?
Pinfall, see, and I'm going to, because they've gotten away from it. I mean, a couple weeks ago, I would have thought Jericho would have got the submission. Because it looked like they were focusing on Punk's back as the story.
You could do if Punk doesn't if Punk is put in a submission and passes out from the pain, that's considered still a submission win. If you want to go with that.
No, but I was just saying that they started that with the on the grate and such that he'd hurt his back and it looked like, you know, maybe they were gonna, and then the next night or next week or it was 2 weeks on Raw when they
forgot
match.
They forgot that.
Did that when they
what they were doing was building a story where the heel was getting over and injuring a guy,
yeah.
Going into Mania, so the guy would be
at a disadvantage.
Yeah, and instead you push this aside for some fucking Melrose Place type storyline.
Very Springer bullshit. Yeah,
and you completely got your focus away from what was interesting,
yeah.
And completely fucked up this feud.
Any truth to the rumor that all of the Osbournes to be at ringside?
Yeah, they could be.
You know, again,
just brutal.
Yeah, but
as far as the build, they just fucked it up.
I'm gonna go with Punk. Punk with the submission.
You're going Punk submission. I'm going Jericho pin. So we finally got something different.
I just figured that I mean it may very well be Jericho because Sheamus is getting the other one, but you know.
Again, that's another thing I'm looking at is how many times the babyface is winning. Orton winning. You know, we have Show winning. We have Sheamus winning.
Yeah.
So a heel has to get over at some point.
We should say as well that thus far we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 matches really in. I don't care who wins any of these.
Well, no, it's funny because
hey.
I was really like a month ago. I'm really into Punk Jericho, and then they introduced the you know, the dad's an alcoholic.
Bullshit, yeah.
But I think I'm against it. And then last week I thought, even though I didn't like the storyline, I thought the psychology that the guys presented as far as, hey, this he's my father, he's overcome it, I love my father.
But the go-home, man, was just, they just really, I mean, come on, you gotta...
But that's it, the go-home here. Hey, your mother had you before she was married, you're a bastard. I mean, who gives a fuck?
You know what, I gotta...
This is brutally, like, you've taken the focus away from totally proving who the best is, and there was no psychology that made this any good, or no back and forth between the characters like a week before. Like, so I'm up, down, and it ends on a down note, the build here.
Mm, yeah, it's like me and your mom.
You go up and down, or she goes up and down?
She goes up and down.
Sucking cock, is she?
A lot. A lot. But, no, I just said, I don't really care about any of the, like, there isn't, I mean, I'm looking at all of these so far and thinking, other than the Maria Mimimuth and the Kane match, the other three should be, you know, relatively solid.
In the ring, I think it should be pretty good. I think Rhodes and Show will have a pretty decent match.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 2.5-3 star match.
But again, that's one that I don't
Punk
care
Jericho
who wins.
Should be.
At least with Show and Rhodes, I don't care who wins in a good way. Is that I could see either one, and I'm okay with that. Show is the Intercontinental title, fine. Cody Rhodes wins, well, he's got a bigger future, so fine. Randy and Kane don't give a shit either way.
No.
I mean, I'm assuming Randy's just going to win.
I'd be amazed if it's a 1-star match.
Yeah, and I mean, whatever, right?
Which, it won't be the worst match on the show, though, because you have the Maria Menounos.
Yeah, women's match, who cares, again.
The Maria Menounos.
It's Menounos.
Menounos. I'm sorry.
How you pronounce it, it's Spanish.
I think Sheamus Bryan should be the best match of the night. That's my prediction, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if it will be, actually. There's some good matches.
There's some competition there, yeah.
Jericho Punk should be really good. That should be, I mean, I see 3.5 stars for Bryan and Sheamus.
Yeah.
I see 3.5, you know, for Punk Jericho in that range.
But again,
Baker Hunter, Cena Rock, I mean, all these should be good matches.
I would rather have Bryan go over Sheamus, but again, it seems like that's the way. Again, doesn't really...
I think the reason with that one doesn't, it doesn't matter to us too much, because my feeling is, okay, if Bryan loses, he's still going to be the guy who's, because he's emerged and been so good,
well, that's
such
it,
a good
right?
character, he's going to get back to the top of the card no matter what.
Yeah.
So if he wins, it's fine, and if he loses, well, it won't be long before he's back up there anyway.
Right. And Punk and Jericho, again, it's like either one. I mean,
well, I think the thing about Punk and Jericho,
I would rather have Punk win, because I would like to have a really long title reign for a change.
Yeah, I like that too, but I think the thing that I feel about these two matches is probably both of them, and most certainly Punk Jericho. I'm not quite as certain of Sheamus and Bryan, but I think both of them, you're going to see rematches over the next couple of months.
Of course, and the next pay-per-view is in Chicago, so... I mean, and to me, Jericho hasn't done
Punk's
a thing.
Punk's family will be there?
Yeah, exactly, right? Jericho
shooting
hasn't...
Shooting up at ringside?
I would hope so.
So
well, they're in Chicago. Everybody's going to be shooting up at ringside.
Good point.
But Jericho just hasn't done a thing for me since...
Hi, our Chicago listeners.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Nick. No, Jericho hasn't done
Hi,
a thing.
Hi, Cabana.
Hasn't done a thing for me since he's been back.
You know what? Even tonight, it's like, wow, his delivery is fantastic, but the material is brutal.
Jericho's on the same level as, I don't know what he's on, that Alberto Del Rio, you know, Christian kind of great, you know, cool. But, nah, it's...
What whatever. Do you think of Punk tonight being enraged, fucking attacking Christian, taking
him
right out of that
him.
Match?
He didn't fuck him.
Fucking attacking.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no, I see what you're saying. Yeah. He didn't break his back and make him humble?
No, he broke his neck.
Yeah.
And,
what do you think, though, of the characterization of Punk being crazy and taking this guy out of, Christian, out of the team, Teddy team Johnny match?
You know what? Fuck. Last week, maybe.
Yeah.
Or the first week. But, like, his parents were married before he was born. Or whatever happened there. Or he was born before his parents were married.
So he's technically a bastard.
Wait, but
so is half
woo-hoo!
The audience.
Like, I mean,
it is
wow.
2012. That is so such, you know.
Like, I got a text
in the 50s, that would have been a huge fucking insult.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you madman. But it's just, that was retarded. It's just, you know, that's Shane Douglas is what that is. And for that just to be the auspices for him to snap.
Well, not that stupid.
Like, who cares, right? No, okay, maybe not. I take that back. I'm sorry.
But you know, but what do you think, though, about him, yeah, snapping and being crazy? Is that...
No, stupid. Because yeah, stupid, what yeah. made him snap was stupid.
Yeah,
so the
point.
Whole thing is stupid.
Yeah.
Which makes me not give a fuck about the match. The other thing it did do is we'll move on now, because I'm sick of talking about the stupid thing, is we'll go on to Team Teddy versus Team Johnny.
Yeah.
And do you have the members of each team? I said members.
Oh, fuck. I have the members, but I'll tell you them.
Yeah, well, let's just go real quick here. Let the Johnny had David Otunga.
Yep.
Miz Arc Henry.
Yep.
Right?
Who's getting a huge push lately. Again.
He's back to being, yeah.
He's back to being pushed as a monster.
Which is good.
Yep.
Because there's Sheamus to you know, to feud against, and Christian on Sheamus. Sheamus has got a lot of challengers he could conceive.
We got a draft coming, too, right?
Well, that's true. So what do we say? We had Mizark and Otunga.
Yeah.
And then we have...
Ziggler and
Ziggler
Swagger.
Ziggler and Swagger. And newest member.
Yeah, who was it? Miz.
Then we have Miz and...
Newest member.
The even newest member.
This is brutal.
Drew McIntyre.
Fucking awful.
Which actually makes sense when they taped the Drew McIntyre versus Zack Ryder match for SmackDown. Ryder goes over, but that makes a little more sense now.
Yeah, so a guy
he's been buried and buried and fired, but at least in the story, he has the reason to hate Teddy to be on the team. So at least get that much.
Hasn't he had the exact same storyline, just without as much actual publicity as Miz lately?
Yes.
How about how they announced... He comes. Everybody comes running down to the ring, and he's there and goes, including everybody's coming down to the ring for Team Johnny, including newest member Drew, and then he just moved on.
Match,
you know what? Why
did
they should have just made this instead of adding, because the ad on Team
Teddy
was Booker T. So why didn't they just make this a 5-on-5 when that happened?
Because
you're adding Booker, who at least he's over, but Drew. I mean, come on. And they couldn't find somebody better. Alberto Del Rio's not better. Is Christian still hurt? What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are they setting up a Christian versus, Punk feud down the road?
I don't know if there still is your possibility, because there's been talking about that Lord Tenzai, Albert, coming in that. So there is the possibility that, something happens with
Drew.
With Drew. They get him out of there.
Too bad. But, he looked ecstatic tonight.
Well, of course he did. Fuck. I'm on Raw, and I'm going to be on...
So this guy who hasn't won a match in months is now on your team. Yay!
Hooray!
And then the backstage, the
But I will say, like I said, at least he has the... It's not out of complete left field. My first thought was, Drew, what the... Yeah, he hates Teddy, but what the fuck?
Yeah, but he sucks.
Right.
I mean, somebody who's won a match ever.
Well, whatever.
But
you fucking said Tino is your goddamn U.S. champion, for fuck's sake. So, and this is also a team that has fucking Swagger on it, and fucking David Otunga is your fucking captain. So, like, fuck.
Good point, but I like how the Bria, the Bella, and Nikki Bella were backstage. I don't know which one's on which team. Because they had to split them apart and put them on teams. You have to put these people on the show, just like Hornswoggle's on the show. So you have fucking... Let's look at this. You have the six fucking wrestlers, okay?
Six fucking wrestlers.
The six fucking wrestlers on each team, okay? Now you got Teddy and Johnny on each team.
On Teddy's team, you have five fucking wrestlers and Zack Ryder. Because he's not fucking...
No, because he's pathetic.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about his characterization a little bit here. So you have 12 men in the match, okay?
11 men and Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder, which is different than the actual usual in the hotel back. It'll be 11 men and Kelly Kelly.
That's very true. That's true.
Yeah.
Wonder what Maria Menounos thinks about that.
So you have 12 men in the match. Then you got Teddy and Johnny outside.
Yeah.
You got Vicky and Oksana outside.
Right.
You got Bella and Bella outside.
Yes.
And then you got
the leprechauns.
The leprechauns. So you have 19 fucking people in total, or is that right? But 17 fucking people in total.
16 and a half.
16 and a half. Whatever. You have. It's going to be such a schmoz, and everybody's going to need to get their spot in. Hornswoggle, you're talking about? Oh, really? Because I thought you were talking about Zack Ryder.
No, that would be zero.
Oh. So, whatever. You have so many people. Everybody's going to need to get their spot. And
well,
nobody's
going
to get
I'll
a spot.
I'll stop you right there. I don't think Nikki Bella has to get in her spot.
She does. Against her sister. There has to be something. Like, either way, trust me.
Yeah.
This is just... Right. This is going
get her
to
spot
be...
spot against her sister, yeah.
All right. Yeah. G-spot. Anyways, this is going to be... I think this is going to be...
Brie-spot.
Brie-spot. Nice. Nice. Her Brie-spot. Fucking they should make a shirt.
They should.
Yeah. Yeah. Hit the Brie-spot.
Hit my Brie-spot.
Find my Brie-spot. Oh, yeah. Anyways, I buy it.
Word.
Anyways, the point is, though, I think this is going to be worse than the Maria Menounos.
Do you think so?
I think so.
I don't know.
You've
got
to
remember, though,
it'll
be a bit of a schmoz, but this will at least...
Mess.
This, yeah, but this will at least involve, you know, R-Truth and Kofi and Ziggler and in some...
Yeah, but how long are they going to be in the match?
Well, I know, but that's sort of... But that alone will make it better than the Maria Menounos and Kelly
And you know what? As far as adding Lord Tensei Halbert in there...
Yeah.
His spot is essentially in that team, filled already by Mark Henry.
Yeah, that's right.
So it doesn't really make some sense.
Well, no, I guess that's... Unless, yeah, that's true. That's true. And I'm not saying that they would do that. I'm just... And it doesn't even have to be, you know. But just Drew McIntyre just seems... That seems rather...
Well, we know that Alberto Del Rio is there because he's inducting Mil Máscaras.
He's inducting Máscaras. It just seems odd.
Isn't that like his uncle or something? Isn't there some relation there?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, doesn't his family actually hate Máscaras?
It could be.
Everyone does.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'm still disappointed Mick Foley isn't inducted.
I know.
Chris Jericho.
I don't think he's going to be there.
He'll Foley. Be there. He'll be at Fan Access.
That's true. We can call Mr. Sacco and ask.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm really not looking forward to this. But let's get on to the predictions, because
Johnny,
how it's going to work is this match has a total of 6 points on the line.
Johnny.
Makes it among the most. And that's because it has so many people, it's a little difficult to pick.
Johnny.
If you pick the winning team,
Johnny,
you get 2 points. You're going with Johnny.
Yeah.
And I'm going with Johnny, too. Actually, I'm not, because I actually think it's going to be a double count of schmoz, and it's going to keep on with two GMs.
Did they change the pay-per-view yet to, what do they call that, bragging rights?
They should. But I do think that's what's going to happen. I think you're going to see double count disqualification. I think that's my pick. So that actually would count.
Okay.
But if I had to pick a team, it would be Johnny.
I'm picking,
but I'm not. I'm picking
Brie
Schmoz.
To pin Hornswoggle.
So what's the point of the draft? So anyways.
I'm picking Brie to pin Hornswoggle.
I wish. Brie could pin me. So if you pick the winning team, that's 2 points.
You're a little shorter than Hornswoggle.
Only down there.
Oh, down where?
What?
Down there.
I
don't know. I'll say that Ziggler pins... Truth.
Ziggler pins Truth, and that'll be worth 2 points each.
Sure.
So if you pick the right loser, 2 points. Pick the right winner, 2 points. So I'm going to go with, I am also going to go Truth getting pinned, but I'm going with Mizark.
Did we talk about the celebrity singing the national anthem yet?
I'm talking about Mark Henry getting the pin over Truth.
Oh.
That's what we're talking about.
Really? Isn't there enough of that in the world?
Black crime?
Yeah.
Black on black balance? What was it you called David Otunga tonight?
Oh, what did I call him? Shit.
You called him the black...
Oh, I called... Did
buff
I,
Bagwell.
Black Bagwell is what I was calling him. Black Bagwell, yes. Black Bagwell, because Black Bagwell and Sin Cara, as we all know, Max Luger.
Oh,
riding.
True.
He's
true.
Campaigning still. That's why he's not on WrestleMania, because he's campaigning. He's riding a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Across Mexico.
Looking
to get
for
a title shot.
Yeah, looking for support.
Yes.
Makes sense.
He is.
And you know what? Who's his entourage riding behind him? The Mexicools.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, not Uvi.
No, Uvi's drunk.
Yeah. But that could be a future Mania match. Max Luger against Black Bagwell.
I'm in.
That would be great.
Yeah. You know what would be a better match than
actually, you know,
Bagwell versus Lex Luger? That's for fucking sure.
That's true. I would like to see David Otunga with one of those hats.
Oh, Christ, that would rule.
That would.
With his bow tie?
Yes.
Nice.
Coffee mug.
Cat in a hat.
The cat in a hat. All right. Wow. Yes, anyway, Lillian Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
To sing the national anthem.
So?
Rockin' Robin not available.
Oh. Yeah. Well, she's the ring announcer again. Yeah. You know, I'll never forget, like, 6-7 years ago, they had some interview with her, like, on Confidential, trying to, like, tell people about her. And she's sitting there going, you know what, I'm going to be a singer, and I already am a singer, and I got my albums out there, and I'm going to be one of the biggest stars in the whole world. And you don't know how driven I am. I'm so driven. I want this, and anything I want, I get.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's back after leaving the WWE.
Yeah.
In the WWE.
Well, now, though, they do that same interview, except for it's Kelly Kelly saying that.
No, Kelly Kelly forgets what she's saying.
No, she said, I'm so driven.
Oh.
I've been so driven.
I've been so driven. Yeah. By 11 men at once.
Giggity. All right. Two matches to go.
I'd like to point out that Kelly Kelly peep stopped following up.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know why.
Follows us on Twitter.
I don't know why.
Fan of the show.
maybe not. Fan of Kelly Kelly?
Right.
Stop following us.
Also,
I don't get it.
You know who stopped following us as well this week? Did I tell you?
For the kids.
For the kids. I thought, why the fuck are you following us?
Yeah, before the kids started following us, an advocate group for children started following us and quickly stopped.
And they stopped.
I'll see what the problem would be.
I retweeted something for him. I'm a nice guy.
Oh, awesome.
Fuck. Let's talk about the Hell in the Cell.
Well, let's talk a little more about Zack Ryder before we get on this. So what is wrong with, why do we hate Zack Ryder now?
Because he sucks.
Okay.
Because it's the exact reason that you were defending it that I wasn't defending it.
I was
it.
Waiting to see where it went, and you were right.
Of course. But it was just like, I mean, Eve come up, and I hope you could stay at my hotel, and oh, and then they're just stupid, and then walks away, and, you know, he's just being he's a tool. He's a puppy dog. He's an idiot. He's Sting.
He's an idiot, and you know what? He's Sting?
Yeah.
Huh?
The idiot. Sting is the biggest idiot in professional wrestling.
Really?
Historically, Sting is the biggest retard in wrestling history.
How?
How many times does the fucking team up with the Horseman and they beat him down? He's now in TNA. He spent months and years trying to get Hogan out, and now he's like, Hogan will make a good GM. Right? Like, no, Sting, if you look at this historically, it's widely known, Sting is the biggest retard in wrestling history.
Until Zack Ryder here?
Well, I don't know. Sting's got a lot of history on his side, but Zack Ryder is at that level at this point.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, like, all of a sudden, he's so pussy. What bugs me is...
He lost in Trivial Pursuit to Eugene, for God's sake.
The guy couldn't walk, okay?
He couldn't. His mom?
Zack Ryder couldn't walk. And then he gets back, and now he's totally healthy again 3-4 weeks later. And
that's
he doesn't have any reason to go after the guy who put him out.
Yes.
You know, because he's too big a pussy.
That's not his fault.
He doesn't give a fuck about going after Orton. But from a character perspective, he's just a pussy. Got no focus, no nothing. He's an idiot. How about Miz being on that team? You lose, you lose, you lose, you lose. You're never getting in. We're going to do something with you. And this is what they do? It doesn't make any sense.
What are you talking about now?
Why would
they... jumping all over the place here.
Well, yeah, because I was finished with Ryder.
Oh, okay.
Weren't you?
I was a while ago.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Miz loses, 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 loses.
Uh-huh.
And then they put him on the team.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. So why is he sitting there and right, like, even on Sunday he loses and gets pinned but in the tag team main event with Sheamus and Punk versus
Oh, that was Friday. Oh. You just watched it on Sunday.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
So anyways, but the point is the guy's constantly losing. Everybody's shaking his head at him. Why would they want him? Why is he there after they said they didn't want him?
He's on Team Teddy.
I know.
Johnny.
Why?
He's on Team Teddy. Johnny.
Oh yeah. Tell
that was
that.
Awesome.
Explain that.
When he does the big reveal at the end and Miz comes out of nowhere and gives the whatever his fucking front face thing is to the skull-crushing finale to Santino, I believe it was. And Johnny Ass grabs the microphone and says, Miz, I'd like to congratulate you for being on Team Teddy. Johnny.
Yeah, he screwed up for the best with Miz trying not to laugh.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it's just terrible. Like, these guys couldn't book a hat onto somebody's head. Like, they've had so little focus
like
and had no one to do.
Hat on David Otunga.
That would be awesome. If they could book that, I'd like to. They couldn't book somebody's, somebody's ass into somebody's pants. Like, they don't know what, I don't know what that meant.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it was your ass, that would be the granddaddy of them all.
Anyway.
That's why they need 4 hours.
That's why they need 4 hours. Oh, you're going to kiss my ass pretty soon.
Speaking of which,
eight
matches for 4 hours.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, geez.
Well, but we talked about this before, how a lot of these matches should go a half hour.
Well, they'll be
or more.
Brodus,
that'll be skits.
Brodus.
Brodus, yeah. But, I mean, this is, it's just, the fact with Miz is that they didn't have a, like, I always thought, oh, they must have some idea. You didn't. So at the end, they went, let's just do this with him. Because you couldn't come up with something.
Mm-hmm.
There is their inability to book 8 fucking matches coherently when they've had how many weeks since their last pay-per-view and they've been unable to do it is just remarkable.
I'd just like to go back, actually, when you're talking about this thing overall in this 12-man or, as you put, 16-and-a-half-person match that they've got is, like, to me, it's just this unbelievable. We talk about Alberto.
Actually, it's 18 and a half. My mistake, it is 18 and a half.
18 and a half.
It's 18 and a half.
6 and 6.
Plus 3 people That's outside
12,
for each
plus
team.
Plus 3 on each team?
Yeah. And a mascot. 18 and a half. This is
okay.
How you do that. Okay. So you got 6. Okay, you got 6. Okay, wait. Okay, I got the three figures. No. Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3,
Keep
4, 5,
pants
6.
On.
Okay. I won't do that.
Jesus. I don't. You do.
But I have 18
and a half.
I can guess
the half. I can guess the half. Yeah.
I have 18 and a half.
I got 18.
Fingers
you
and toes.
Keep your pants on. But.
Well, I got 18 fingers and toes. So I only got one. Enough. You know, 4 toes.
Team long.
Each.
Team long.
Team long. Or team short.
Yeah. There you go. You're the leprechaun. But I'm looking at this.
37 years old. You still believe in leprechauns.
You do. You really do. But I'm looking at Alberto Del Rio gets kicked
that's
off.
That's the gold at the end of the rainbow.
Now we're talking about Christian's getting kicked off of this.
Yeah.
And, it doesn't seem that Booker T's
so
on all
the
of a sudden.
Booker T's on, Drew McIntyre,
we never did
Miz.
Go through Team Teddy. Team Teddy is Santino, Truth, Kofi, Santino, Truth, Kofi, Ryder, Kali, and now Booker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but...
Oh, that's Team Teddy. You said Team Johnny. Oh, no, you said Team Teddy.
Team Johnny.
Teddy.
Fuck. But,
the point is, though, that no Sin Cara, no Rey Mysterio, no, like...
Well, we explained Sin Cara.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Rey Mysterio apparently isn't ready to come back yet, so kind of expected that he wouldn't come in. I'm just like, really? I mean, there's Brodus, but, you know, the thing is...
They're going to do something backstage with him.
They will. Is there a baby face out there that deserves a Mania payday?
Well, we talked about this before, that they don't have as many baby faces as they do heels who seem legit. I mean this team, Long's team still doesn't seem, maybe this is the reason they took Alberto Del Rio and Christian out, is because if you put those guys in there, it wouldn't seem like Long's team would have a chance. Because his team is just not very legit.
Yeah.
You know what? And so now you have a little bit more of an equal geek level on each side.
That is true. You do. You've kind of dumbed down the one side. But still, it just, I don't know. It just doesn't.
And they need to turn somebody babyface. And they could have done this here through this storyline. But, again, they don't know what the fuck they're, like, they.
Well, they still could.
The first 2 weeks of Mania Build was better than the last, you know, 3 weeks or whatever, like...
Miz still could go babyface, there. But,
I don't think so.
And it's not an elimination.
Well, he could be.
Match,
he is on Team Teddy.
That's right. It's not an elimination match. Apparently it's one fall to a finish. I don't know.
Everybody will get their spot already.
To me, you get, like, Justin Gabriel is probably the biggest baby face for Team Teddy that I can think of that's, you know, not, you know, so, I mean, Booker T, sure, why not, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's, you know, it just, you know.
I think Jerry Lawler would be more than Booker T in some ways. I mean,
yeah, yeah. But he's on SmackDown, so I'm okay with that, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just, and he's black, right?
Yeah. Is that? Well, there wasn't enough.
Kofi. Booker. Right? I mean,
great Kali.
That's right. Kali. Yeah. Santino.
Santino.
Right? So Ryder's your Ryder's token white guy. There you go. See?
Brilliant.
Done.
You're such an asshole.
I didn't book it.
Oh, what is Mark Henry doing on Team Johnny's?
Wow, I know, right? He didn't get to squish Teddy, did he?
No, because Booker saved him.
That's right. That's what it was. Yeah. Booker saved him. So anyway, all right. Well, that's enough of that fucking debacle. Let's go to the Hell in a Cell with who's fighting again? Hunter and Taker.
Sean is the referee.
Yeah, I will be the special referee.
Best promoter, and you know what the thing that they did perfectly
video,
tonight?
Right?
The thing they did perfectly tonight, and I mentioned this to you earlier when we were watching this,
yeah.
Is they showed this incredible video.
Yeah.
Just wicked. Showing the history and the build and everything. And I said, that's it. That's all you need to do. Don't have them in the ring. Don't let them interact. You said, well, Sean's there. And I was it doesn't matter.
Sean is there, so I just, and it was early enough in the show that I thought, well, you know, Sean is there, so I'm presuming that they were going to have something come out. And then
they didn't.
It wasn't until Rock come out. Then I thought, when Rock come out, I thought, wow, they're not having Sean and Taker and Hunter come out. And then Cena started to talk, and I thought, gee, I wish they had Sean and Hunter and Taker come out.
Oh, fuck yeah. But no, but that was the perfect thing to do. You've already built it. Now you did this incredible video. Best built match to Mania, no question.
Yeah, you had the
probably
song.
The one I'm most excited to see.
The thing was that you had the song, you had mix in of the Undertaker's, you know, his debut and his whole rise. Then you mix in, you know, Hunter and the 1997 King of the Ring and just
his
rise through things and his.
And Sean's history with the two of them.
Well, and Sean's history with two of them, and Sean, like, you kept showing that heart and soul referee deal. It's probably, that was probably his best and most tame referee outfit or something, where he was kind of at his physical peak, too, so they just kept using it. But they did show that as well, and they clipped in, still in a little bit, didn't focus, but a tiny little bit of the hair cutting, too.
Yep, a little bit of the hair cutting, a little bit on Hunter or Taker saying that and I'm exhausted, so you have to excuse me, folks. I haven't slept all weekend, but if I get all these names wrong. But focus in a little bit on Taker saying Sean is better than you, and then Sean's sly smile at Hunter looking at him and him stopping smiling and him looking away. Perfect delivery, just because it wasn't too. It was so subtle. That's what made it great.
That was great,
and just everything. It's last week was perfect, and then this was the perfect decision.
And this
is the match I can't wait for now.
They've done that twice with this match. Is just had great videos in lieu of having the people out there in the like since Chamber. They've done that twice, and it's really, you know, you don't get burned out on it, right? They should have done that. With Cena and The Rock, which, I guess we've got to do our prediction.
Yeah.
Obviously, Taker wins.
Taker wins. It's worth 3 points, actually. And then if you can correctly guess a total of 5 for this one, because it's the semi-main, so a total of 5, so the second most points.
Winner and then what, submission or pin?
Submission or pin.
Oh, I got to take Tombstone with this one.
You take the Tombstone.
Yeah, he won with the submission last time, so I got to do, they'll tease that, but I think the Tombstone will.
Yeah, I think he will. I think he will submit him again. That's my pick, Taker by submission.
Yeah.
So, 5 points on the line for that one. But yeah, I mean, should be a really good match, and it's being a tremendous build. Where does it go on?
Nowhere.
Where in the show do you put this?
Oh. Where does it go? I'm like, where does this go next? Is what I thought you were talking about. Like,
No.
I don't know. Brock shows up tomorrow and kills Taker.
Ideally. Because we were talking earlier about 20-0 and that's a retire. Not happening, folks. He's going to keep going. He's got some matches left in him. Probably, certainly at Mania. You know, this is it. He's
going to keep going. Again, so where does this the position of this ice. Does it third from the top?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, how
you
much
do
time...
Do you do Menunius as a buffer?
You could do Menunius as a buffer.
I mean, you also have Kane and Orton as a buffer to bring the crowd down.
Yeah.
But, I mean, either... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because you don't want it too close. I think that's probably still too close to the Rock and where did it go on last year?
Well, you've got a couple factors in terms of where did it go on last year. A, I don't remember, and B, they didn't have this cell dangling from their whatever contraption they had all night, right?
Yeah.
Whereas at least if you do it, then you can take it down and take it away, and it's not just, you know, dangling again, right? So
yeah.
I assume that's what they're going to do, unless they put the cage up and then they put the cell, you know what I mean, lower the, if the ceiling part is dangling and they lower that down and build the cage up, I don't know.
I'm not sure how they'll do it. I mean, I know they're really, really excited and happy about the stage setup that they've seen.
To me, that's a factor, though, as to where you put this on, right?
Yeah, I think so, too.
But,
And you already have something like Punk and Jericho, which
can
easily go on third.
Down, yeah.
Well, but it can easily go, will be a tremendous match, and it will be into it. So, I mean, you can easily have that third from the top.
It'll be
a
tremendous match. It'll be iffy if they're into it.
They will be into it.
Be
it's iffy. Mania. You got guys who are over. The next one match.
You don't have guys that are over. You have CM Punk, who's over, and you have Chris Jericho, who used to be over.
He still will be over when he's... At Mania, he will be over. He will be over. He will be.
And Punk, though? I don't know. He gets hit or miss sometimes, so...
It's Mania. He'll be over.
Yeah, he keeps saying that, but I don't know. That doesn't convince me.
Well, it should, because I said it.
That's why it doesn't, actually. I was actually thinking, it's Mania, and then you said it, and I'm like, well, fuck, Mo said it. Maybe that's wrong.
You know what, I'm questioning my own idea on it now.
Yeah.
Now that you put that logic out there.
It's undeniable.
All right, so let's get into the main event of the evening.
Oh.
But first off, let's talk about not about what happened on Raw.
So where do you put Hell in the Cell, then?
Okay, I you know what? I third.
Now, is there any truth? Yeah.
Third, fourth.
Yeah, I guess if it's an eight-match show, then yeah, I guess.
I think you do that, like, third, and then you follow it
you
with something like
the middle
like
of the show, you're right, and then you follow it with the world match, or do you...
I'd probably go Team Teddy versus Team whatever afterwards.
And then the... see, I think that was, like, opening card shit with the jobbers in there now.
Yeah.
I think you do the world title, then you do the Team Teddy, then you do the Randy Orton, then you do the Hell in the Cell... Then you do, and then you do, did I say Cody yet?
No.
Anyway, I think Brian, Cody, Johnny, Hell in a Cell, Orton, women, world title. Well, I guess there's a two title matches in a row there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway,
it's
I don't
tough.
Know what you do. It is tough. But I do
we'll get into this at the
here.
End. We'll run down
okay.
our prediction on this because this will be part of the thing here in a bonus points section.
Oh, really?
But let's talk about the once-in-a-lifetime TV special to build this.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You know, I said to you, when I watched it the first time, I really actually enjoyed it. And then when I watched it the second time, I thought, it's all right.
And why is that?
It just, once I saw it, and I mean, the music that they chose was good.
Why don't you explain to everybody kind of what it is a little more, rather than just talk about it. Like, explain to... Give everybody a little bit...
Why don't you do that, then? Facto?
Okay. What this was is... And this is something everybody should watch, because, I mean, it is good. It's extremely well-produced. I said to you immediately after watching it, pretty much, that I wasn't as high on it as you. It didn't really do it for me. But it is a good show. It's just that I didn't think it was what it needed to be. Now, what it is, essentially, is...
If anybody,
everybody's talking about this as being kind of a 24/7 from HBO boxing build or the countdown from UFC, and it's not so much that. Really, what it is character profiles of both John Cena and The Rock,
right?
Basically, showing them from the beginning and what their lives are now. you know, from early youth to what their lives are now, outside the ring, and really was about showing you the guys outside the ring, the non-characters, and nothing really kayfabed.
Well,
so that's largely what this was.
I also likened it to, if you've ever seen the
this could have been on Biography Channel, put it that way.
But if you've ever seen the one-hour NBC WrestleMania special that they do,
yeah,
where they put the stuff to music and they just kind of show, without the really the match highlights, that's what it is. I've never seen the John Cena, you know, DVD, but I assume that...
Really? I thought you owned three copies.
I assume that everything in there, that it was there with his childhood and shit,
yeah,
was from that DVD. Just
largely.
Just as the stuff from... you know, The Rock's DVD was basically The Rock's profile, and they'd also shown those clips of you know, when Cena doing the weightlifting and with the trainees and The Rock, you know, tweeting it out to the millions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They'd already shown that.
Uh-huh.
So really, what it boiled down to was Rock has a family legacy,
yeah,
right, and Cena. Does Make-A-Wish Foundation stuff.
Yeah, basically.
That basically was it, and both are very nice guys. And
that's my problem with it, was I was looking for this to be what the videos that we saw when Rock was training to face Brock Lesnar, Lesnar was training, which is what you see in those UFC or 24/7, that's what I wanted to see. It's okay to give us some of the insight to the people, but I want to see training.
Right.
I want to see them talk
prayers,
about how they can beat somebody.
Vitamins.
Viagra.
Brother. Well, Brother Brutai hasn't shown up yet.
It's never happened to me before.
No. But, no,
but that was what, to me, this was a really good show at telling people who these guys are. But it didn't do it for me, because what it should have been was something that made me want to see them fight.
Well, you know
and
what?
It
I got,
didn't do that.
I called because I told them we were doing the show, and I watched the special with one of our friends, and I called him up and I asked him because he kept saying this. So I said, you gotta call, and so I texted him, and he's on the line, and he wanted to say, what did you think? Ralphus, what did you think of both John Cena and The Rock after watching this special?
Yeah, they're good people.
Yeah. Am I good people, Ralphus?
No.
All right, thanks, Ralphus.
So, anyways, Chris Jericho's former bodyguard, Ralphus, on the line.
On the line, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I watched this, and you basically go, this thing's 36 minutes, so let's break it down.
39 minutes.
The version I watched, 36-something.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Whatever. 39 minutes, whatever. Let's just say 40 minutes. Okay, fine. So the first 10 minutes,
uh-huh,
you show John Cena comes from a hardworking family. Kids like him. He's there all the time. What a nice guy. And then you see The Rock. He's got a family legacy. He
mm-hmm.
works really hard. What a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's the first segment.
Yeah.
And then the second segment is the same thing. Nothing new. Rock has a family legacy, works really hard, nice guy, seeing a family. Or
Make-A-Wish guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Third segment, same thing. Fourth segment, same thing.
Well,
and I'm going, give me something. It's the same thing every segment, and that's why I'm like,
well,
this isn't working, because by the end I'm going, okay, I know this about John Cena. I know this about The Rock. What else? Are these guys training? Why do these guys want to have a physical confrontation that I want to see, which is what you're trying to build?
Mm-hmm.
Why do these guys hate each other? What is their legacy in the ring, apparently? What is, you know, what are their moves? How are they going to be? Show me something to build a match, which is what they failed to do.
And that was the part. Yeah, they failed to sort of tie it in.
They told us who they are, but they didn't tell us how to,
yeah,
you know.
They did a segment as well about Cena and the fans not liking him, and Cena signed the autograph for the guy with the Cena suck shirt and Big Show,
yeah,
you know, blah, blah, blah. And that. So, but that was a mini segment. It's like, because I didn't watch with commercials, so they come back.
Where they had some guy say, you know, Cena, I like him because he's so real. Where the whole point is,
a guy said he's not a phony. He said he didn't like him, but I respect him.
No, a guy said that too, but there was another guy who said, I like him because he's not a phony. And that's the whole point, is I don't like him because he is a phony, and we'll get to that because he seemed like such a phony and raw tonight. But I mean, that's the thing, is if you have to tell me somebody's real, they're not real and I'm not going to like them. You never have to tell me somebody's real if they're real.
Yeah, I didn't get that at all. I know the James.
I did. That's part of my issue with John Cena, the character.
Well, the character, sure, but this wasn't really about the character. This was about John Cena
and
going.
And tonight, largely, and it
we'll
happened
there,
it wrong.
But we're still talking about the
spectrum. Character and the Cena, the real person, the lines blurred.
Yeah, but to go and you know, for John Cena to go and do all those make-a-wish things, like that's not phony. It's not like he, you know, he finishes.
No, I like that. I like the fact
that he gets off the bus. He gets off the or gets back on the bus and goes, "Fuck, are we done that now?
No.
I don't have to go back and see any more of those retards, do I?" He didn't say that stuff.
No. He doesn't have to. He's like, "I don't have to go see Shane Douglas again, do I?"
No. God, why did he keep saying he was going to franchise me?
But no. I mean, that's
I told him I would help him stock shelves at Target.
Exactly. Oh, pathetic. But anyways, no, I mean, one of the things, and I do think this
actually,
is real, when he was there for...
Speaking of Shane Douglas, when he was on Raw there and he wore a mask.
Yeah, the front row.
He wore a lucha mask, and they said, well, what did you... at first, he thought that he wore that because he misheard someone that they said that... they said, because you'll be a target. And what they actually said is, you'll be at Target.
Yeah, which is true.
Yeah,
long way to go for a joke, not that funny. But mm-hmm. whatever, you only interrupted my thought, and I don't remember it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your thought, yeah, not plural.
So win-win.
Yeah, win-win.
Yeah.
Anyway,
No, there was a point where Cena was sitting there, and he had some corporate event, and they said to him, there's a kid who'd like to talk to you. And he's basically, they come up, they're like, they're ready now. And he's like, yeah, they'll have to wait, because there's a kid who wants to talk to me. And I think that's real. I think he would be like... You know, I mean, I do
that
think...
Part
that
part actually seemed like the camera was running to me.
Did it?
Yeah.
To me, that part I thought seemed pretty real. I do think that moment was set up, but I think that type of thing happens with Cena.
What I mean, and that's the part that when they talk about how he's not phony, that he's a generally nice person, that's the part that I get, is when he gets in the ring and he does the stuff that he was doing on Raw, that comes across as just... You know, hokey and scripted and just not, and I don't even when we talk about genuine, just not, and I don't mean this, that this means that it comes across as not real.
No.
As this is the guy playing wrestler.
Yeah.
Right? This is.
Like that South Park episode with him.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, this is Johnny Fairplay playing wrestler,
yeah.
Or, you know, any of that bullshit. And that's what it comes across as, and that's again. I looked at more though too when there were times in the special where Cena was talking, and you know, this is me. I don't care. That's why I deal up with these bullshit and da da da. And Big Show's going, well, you know, the same people that boo him are buying a ticket to see him. I'm like, yeah, to boo him. So that would make him a heel. Right,
yeah.
And they're showing the thing of
actually,
Cena
and I
with
always
the belt
think myself,
and the guy's yelling at him and he's kind of goofing. And I'm like, that's what a heel is, though. And so if you're going to make him a heel, fine. And that was a great thing to put on there. But if he's going to stay, and then his thing on Raw is, you know, almost daring people to boo him, going, you're going to boo me, I'm going to stay babyface. That was basically
But again,
what he said.
I see that special connection that he has to his fan base.
Uh-huh.
There, and I understand why they don't want to intern him, but...
They are special.
I said that special connection. I didn't say that connection to a special fan base.
Oh, that would be all of them.
But the other thing is, you know, that would be all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what I was going to say now.
Good.
Win-win.
Yeah, win-win-win. But I do, I mean, let's get to Raw then. I mean, we thought it was special. Is there anything more
to say
about
those people who say, yeah, I do,
thing?
Yeah. I mean, that just because you brought it up.
Cool.
Manoodles. But just because you brought it up, the Big Show saying those same people who pay for the ticket to boo him,
mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I think those same people are paying for the ticket to come see the product because they like the product, and they don't like him, so while he's there, they boo him. I think... It's people like me. I would never pay to see John Cena, but I'd pay to go see the WWE, and while he's there, I'd boot him because I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't pay. I mean, you'll get, say, 2006, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have paid to go. I would have paid to go see WWF then, and John Cena was on top. I wouldn't have paid.
Yeah, I don't understand your point.
Well, you're saying you would have gone and paid, and John Cena.
What I'm saying is, yeah, I mean, if the WWE comes and they're holding a pay-per-view here, I'm going to go see that pay-per-view because I want to go see the WWE pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view. That'd be one thing.
Okay, but I'm just saying, but I want to go see, but I'm not going to see John Cena on the pay-per-view. I'm going to see the WWE pay-per-view. He happens to be there, and now I got to boo him because I don't like him. So I think that's more of what it is than saying that these people pay to go boo him. I think it's more that they pay to go see the show and the WWE and the other people they like, but they don't like him, so they boo him while they're there. That's just my opinion. I'm just throwing that out there. Fuck it. Let's get on to fucking the final segment, the 7.5-hour lines, the final segment.
Yes.
They gave them way too long, and they fucked it up.
Well, I remember saying to you when they come in, I was like, if you smell, and I looked, and I was like, holy fuck. I was like, they got like half an hour at least to go on this now. And then Rock's music played for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it stopped, and I said, oh, okay. And then his music played for a long time, and then he went, and Rock went, and he didn't do that great of a job. He went on, and he tried to tell the Civil War pie joke.
That one bombed, but you know what? There was
the dentist joke was excellent. The dentist joke was funny. But that was the capper, and then he went for more and didn't get it.
Yeah.
And the crowd, he did the Hogan thing, and the crowd wasn't very mic'd, and he was waiting for the crowd
to start chanting.
He was waiting for the crowd to start chanting shit, and they didn't really, he didn't give, the thing with Rock that makes Rock great, and what Rock is good at, is, and even on, go back to, similar to this, was on SmackDown, when Sheamus got everybody to chant Danny, Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, Danny
right?
Boy.
Because he gave him something. We just said Danny at first, and they went, Danny, Danny. But he said something. Well, Rock just stood out there, and the crowd didn't know what they were going to chant, because he's given them so much lately.
Yeah.
They don't know if they're going to chant. Some of them are chanting Boots to Asses. Some of them are chanting Rocky. Some of them are chanting Cena Sucks. Some of them are chanting Fruity Pebbles. Yeah. It was all this. It sounded like Menunu is what it sounded like.
Yeah.
And Rock's kind of looking around and trying to figure out what they're doing, and
well,
you got to give them direction, right?
The Rock is better than pretty much anybody I've ever seen,
yeah.
Knowing how to organically milk the crowd
for
that reaction, how to pause, and the crowd gets louder when he pauses, whereas someone like Triple H will pause to try and get the crowd louder, and it feels forced.
Yeah. But
it feels like he's trying to milk the crowd, whereas The Rock feels like he's interacting
with
them.
But he's thrown so much out at them that there's no direction currently, so it just, again, and the fact that the crowd wasn't mic'd very well, nothing really come out of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they were all just chanting Rocky or something,
yeah.
Right? So he does this thing, he talks about, when are you coming back, and boo, 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 and that went on way too long.
Yeah.
And then...
didn't go on nearly as long as the next part.
No, it turns out he's coming back if you smell what The Rock is cooking, and then, boom, Cena comes out, and then Cena has all that giggly... stupid ass, I'm a fucker Cena stuff going on.
Yes. And everything that is a bad Cena promo, this was.
Well, and that's just the thing.
Everything that he hasn't been doing over the last few weeks is for a large degree.
And one of the things that he said in the promo was, you know, well, Rock, you were here and you were selling out everywhere and you know, you were doing all this like, all across, and I'm thinking, and you weren't. And he didn't even said as much. I was a WWF superstar
when it wasn't so cool. I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, and even kind of Rock is kind of looking around like, what the fuck? But it was basically saying that Cena's not at the same level as Rock. Is basically what that comes as, right?
And that's hilarious because, you know, the one thing that once-in-a-lifetime did was the Cena's not as big in the entertainment industry or the wrestling industry, but coming out of that, you would have thought they're pretty damn equal.
Well, yeah.
They did a really good job of making him seem like he's on the same level.
They even got, like, John Travolta and Justin Bieber doing the You Can't See Me thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They showed about five
celebrities.
They
made him seem like he's about the same level of a star.
Muna Mignaro or whatever.
Yeah.
Maria Menounos, his husband, probably.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, John Cena's here. My kid's going to love this, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
You know? So... yeah, they did do that. Then he come out and said, no, I'm not as big of a star, but I'm here and I'm working and I need to win so I can just stay here because I've been here longer than you. I'm not as big of a star as you.
And he's joking and smiling while he's doing it, making the match not seem very important.
Yeah, well, that's all.
Because he's not taking it seriously, so why are we going to take it seriously?
Well, and we're not. So that was just...
So Rock was okay at the start, nothing special.
Yeah,
okay.
He wasn't anything special. I mean,
was awful.
He was better than everyone else there, but that's still shitty Rock.
That's still not the best Rock.
Yeah. Shitty
Rock. Not what we needed in a go home.
He had one good joke, and the rest was Shitty Rock.
Cena
was Shitty Cena.
Cena went on for forever.
Yeah.
He was joking, so the match doesn't seem important. And he had a couple of good lines. He said, I'll be goddamned if I'm going to let some visitor come in here and take, or some stranger's visitor, or whatever he said.
Danger.
I'll be goddamned if I'm going to let some stranger come in here and take my spot.
Yeah, and then Rock tried to say goddamn, and they bleeped it. Yeah.
Because basically he was like, you know what, they know I'm not a stranger because of what you're doing here and the reason you have this. I helped build it. And that's true, you know, to some degree. And Rock did what he could, but he was playing off of nothing. So it was really hard for his stuff to matter, too, afterwards. And that's why he didn't come across as good, because Cena came across so poorly
that
he's interacting with somebody who... Yeah. But he's basically saying, you know what, I'm here, I need professionally I need to beat you because I need to be the best of all time, and I beat Hogan, I beat Austin, now I can beat you.
Yeah.
Personally, I need to beat you because I don't like you. And I thought, okay, that's good. That's it. He's selling a match. He's selling the confrontation.
Yeah.
But Cena's, and even right at the end, they both are just staring at each other, and Rock is just staring a hole through him, looking like he wants to kill him. And Cena's just sitting there kind of shrugging his shoulders, going, what are you going to do, man? I'm going to kick your ass. And it's not looking very serious. It looks like what you do when you're like, when you were like school, and you're like, or a bar or something like that, and there's somebody who wants to fight, but you don't really want to fight. And you're, like, trying to sell it, like, oh, man, I'll kick your ass, man. You know, I'm ready to go. And you're trying to act like...
Yeah, you smite the situation.
Yeah.
You know what? Basically, you know what? I'll give you a wrestling example. I said this, and this feud kind of from kind of organically has kind of reminded me this of all time, The Rock is Bret Hart.
Yeah.
And John Cena is Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
You know, when Shawn Michaels doing the finger wave, the ooh, right?
Yeah.
He's doing the whole that, and Brett's just a serious guy.
I'm trying to sell this, yeah.
And Shawn's hopped up on pills and just jumping around and wanting to get his buddies off and doing all that. And that's what Cena kind of comes across.
You're getting your buddies off.
The thing was, is that fine because, you know, at least in Canada, you know, Brett was the baby face and Shawn was the heel.
Yeah.
And then later, I mean... Even when they did the Montreal, I think Brett went in as the baby face and Shawn as, like, not even in Montreal, just over on television. But,
yeah.
I mean, the thing is the thing that I have such a problem with, and I even said to you, like, the fact that he so blatantly spelled it out, you know, I've seen people turn their back on their fans, you Rock, I've seen everybody do it, but not me, because I'm going to rise above it. Because I have an iron resolve or whatever the fuck he said.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's turned themselves, but not me. I'm too fucking good a person.
That's what it is, though. It's like, I'm goody two-shoes. And
I'm
going to
put myself over. Did Wade Keller write this promo for him?
But it's a matter of people are going to hate him even more because he is that goody. You know what I mean? And that's the thing that's just kind of bugging. Like I said, if he doesn't go and turn heel...
So, a guy fronting like he wants a fight when he doesn't is what it comes across, and putting himself over at the same time. Yeah, of course he's...
No, but that's what... I mean, and it's fine for them to say, no, I'm not going to...
And again, he's running down Rock so that
will
you...
He?
But the way he's running down Rock again was making Rock seem less likable instead of making it seem like you're great, but I'm going to beat you because I'm better. It was instead, oh, Rock, you turned your fat back on this. And even Rock as a babyface was getting some boos towards the end that he wasn't getting at the beginning... Because I think, again, they've run down a character. They're not doing proper business. They don't fucking get it.
Well, the thing is, I mean, in Cena just come out, the one thing you notice, though, if you dig down and you look into sort of the specifics, too, is that Cena, you know, of course, has said, I'm going to win.
Yeah.
Rock says, I have to win.
Rock says, I have to win.
I need to win. Cena says, I'm going to
win.
That's
true. Cena says...
Cena is going to win.
Yeah. And you know what? Then that's the thing. Cena said, hey, everybody knows, even when they don't like me, the one thing they know about me, even if you don't like me, even if you're booing me, even if you're doing this and that, people are picking on me, I always win. And I'm going to win again. And it's like, yeah. And you know what? That is my pick. Cena submits Rock.
I'm just going to say Cena pins Rock. But
okay.
I don't see Rock tapping.
Okay, I see. I think that's what it is. But... and that's worth 4 points for the winner, 2 points if you pick the pin or submission. So it's a total of 6 because it's the main event.
Yes. Okay. But that's the thing. So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see how this all plays out. If the, you know, Mania, should we just talk about, now that we've run down the entire card, Do we want to make a buy rate prediction?
Well, that will be part of the buy rate prediction is actually going to be the tiebreaker.
Oh.
But we're going to just do longest match.
Hmm.
This is worth 1 point. These next three are bonus points worth 1 point.
I think he's in
longest match.
You think he's in? He's going to be on the outside of the ring in the sixth man, right? The 12 match.
Teddy Long.
Yeah,
longest match.
Longest match.
Oh, longest. Match that lacks the most length of time.
Oh, the longest match. Why didn't you just say that?
What match are you in?
Hell in a Cell.
That's the longest match, did you say?
I say Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell. And I'm not talking about entrances and that shit. Just longest ring time, right?
Oh.
Match.
Well, yeah, that would be the sixth man then, because Great Khali would have to get to the ring.
Hell in a Cell, longest
Maybe
match.
Maybe they'll have one of those carts. Those Mania 3 carts, eh? That'd be cool.
This one's a... Boy, you know what? It's kind of hard to predict this, actually. I think, as I look at, I mean, I put this as a topic, never once thought of a fucking prediction.
Good.
I'm also going to go Hell in a Cell. I do think that's probably the best chance to be
Well,
longest.
It's a good thing this is a tiebreaker, isn't it?
Well, shortest match.
Shortest? The Menounos match.
You're going to go with the Menounos match? I'm going with the Rhodes versus...
I was going to go with Kane and Orton, but
yeah.
But yeah, the Menounos match.
You'll go with the Menounos match. Okay. And the first match, also worth 1 point.
Brian and Sheamus, I say.
Okay. It's funny, because I'm going shortest match, but I also think this could open. I'm going to go with this too, Cody and I'm going to go with Cody and Big Show as the opening match as well.
Hmm.
I think you open with that, then go to like the Team Teddy thing, get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Then I think you go to the Hell in the Cell.
Okay.
Then
that,
I think
that early.
Yeah. Third match in.
Yeah, I think you do the world title.
Then I think you do world title, I think you do Menounos.
I
think you do Punk Jericho. Then I think you do Orton Rhodes Orton, Kane, and then the main event, Roxy.
Yeah, I do that. I do the Show match, Show Cody. Then I do Orton Kane. Then I do Hell in the Cell. Then I do the Team Johnny. Then I do the World Title. Then I do the Chicks. Then I do the main. Right.
Okay.
So now
I just don't think you want the Chicks. I don't think you want the Chicks on that late. I just because it's gonna be that awful.
It scares me when the Chicks are late.
Yeah. So anyway, if everybody who enters this pool, as I say, you can enter by making predictions on the post the comments on Podomatic. We Talk Wrestling Podomatic.com. Is that correct?
Yeah. So We Talk Wrestling.podomatic.com underneath each of the episodes, and so under this episode here, our Mania Prediction Show. Then you can leave a comment. You need to be a subscriber to Podomatic. Just put your name in and there. And if, in fact, you do win, we'll just name it on the show and you can email us, after the fact then.
Yeah.
Cause you don't want to put your email out on that.
The problem with that is what happens when a bunch of people email us saying they're the ones who put that in?
Hmm. Well, whatever.
Then the first person to email it in.
Exactly, yes. All right.
You're the legit guy.
Yeah. Sorry, fraudsters are quicker.
Maybe the best thing to do is, well, you can't, I would say put them in there, but also email me your predictions. Do both. Because that'll be the best thing. So it's mo@wetalkpodcasts. So that's how you reach me. And this will be on the, because it's just too big to put on the Podomatic site, it will be on wetalkpodcast.com. Which is kind of our semi-sister site where I have some other shows and other things I do.
No, we won't put it there. That's bullshit.
No, that's where it's going to go. There's no room.
That show. There's room. We'll figure that out. We'll
no, we won't. There's no room.
We'll use a site that's decent. We'll use the
Well,
the
I wish that other one could use some improvement, but there is actually...
Could use
going
some
up there.
Improvement.
Yeah, could use some improvement. Yeah. So, but it's got a good site. It's got to come with good shit on there.
From the fact that it sucks ass, yeah. Could use some improvement.
Go fuck yourself, douchebag.
Yeah, I didn't create it.
Anyway, so WeTalkPodcast.com. Just go there if you want to see. That's where you'll see the write-up of me and Addie's predictions and the rundown of the feud.
What else is there for
pool.
Tiebreakers?
So it will be the Mania buy rate will be the tiebreaker.
Okay, so what are you saying?
You know, it sucks because that go-home promo was so shitty. But the thing you have to keep in mind is that this Rock – Cena once-in-a-lifetime special, if it does sell anything, it's going to be all over the NBC Universal family. It's going to be on pretty much every one of their channels here.
Mm-hmm.
People will get a chance to buy see it.
Yeah.
I'm still going 1.1 million worldwide.
Okay.
In case somebody else makes the same prediction, the semi-tiebreaker is domestic, so I will go 600,000 domestic.
Okay. I'm going worldwide, 975,000 worldwide, and that would translate to 475 domestic.
475 domestic.
475 domestic. Are they more? Yeah. Are they?
That's possible. That would be a huge.
575 domestic. I guess would it? Because it'd be. Yeah, I'm thinking my 55-45 kind of split.
Yeah.
55.
Okay, so 575 domestic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, I don't think they crack a million on this one yet.
So basically what you're saying, your domestic is almost the exact same of mine, only 250 off, but you don't think worldwide, that you don't think overseas they'll draw nearly as much as I do.
Economy's bad. No.
If you look at it that way.
It's spring.
Why don't you say 525?
Sure.
Domestic.
Oh, yeah.
And 475.
Do you want to change my other predictions, too? Mo, who do I think is going to win the women's match?
If you're talking 55-45, that would be, say, 525 and 450 would be 55-25.
Who do I think is going to win Hell in a Cell?
You think Triple H is going to win?
Yes.
You think he is going to submit Undertaker?
It's the shortest match.
Yes.
All right. Well, yeah, no,
that is what you're doing then? 525?
975, and yeah, we'll say 525. Then.
I think that makes more sense for you, what your logic is.
Sure.
So, anyways.
What else? Are Hall of Fame.
Yeah. What else do you want to say?
Just the worst built Hall of Fame since they brought it back.
I think it's a really good class.
Yeah, but it's the worst. The class is fine, but I just mean in terms of promotion and hey, guess what? There's a Hall of Fame. Go online and see who's inducting people.
That's true. They didn't do anything, and they didn't do anything like Edge is the main event.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do anything to go, here's your chance to see Edge in the main event inducted in the Hall of Fame by Christian to sell it. The thing that they wanted to be the main event, the Horsemen, they can't really do because of TNA and Flair.
I think that's kind of how it shut down. Is that he can be there, he can talk, but I don't know that again.
He can't really be on camera.
I don't know. I think it seems
he'll probably be cut out of the DVD.
It's the only thing I can think of that has caused this. I mean, this Hall of Fame. Dusty's inducting them. DX is inducting the Horsemen, Mike Tyson,
which will be the other TV. So
no Austin, which I thought was just no fucking brainer.
Yeah.
But
Austin's not there at Mania at all.
Yeah. Foley's not there at all. I mean.
Fan access.
Well, yeah. So.
But yeah, I know. Well, I know. He's not inducting Mill Masters, so Sailboat or Del Rio.
He's not. I mean, Del Rio.
JBL inducting Ron Simmons, which means we need to buy the DVD to see that.
Yeah, we'll just get on YouTube or something.
That's true. Yokozuna being inducted by the Usos.
Yeah, relatives. I mean, Rikishi had been talked about as being with the Usos. It had been sort of rumored
they're
that
his kids, right?
It was going to be the Usos and Rikishi, but apparently just going to be
just the Usos.
The Usos now, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting.
So, that is, I mean, to me, again, Yokozuna. And because of the lineage, I guess, of the title, which really since really about 97 or so, 97, yeah, about 97, really got kind of fucked up. But up until then,
I don't think it got fucked up quite.
Yeah,
that
it did.
Quickly.
It did. When you talk about Sid wins at the 96 Survivor Series. Shawn wins it at the Royal Rumble, loses his smile. Brett wins it, loses it to Sid the next night, who loses it to Undertaker the next night. Right? I mean, that's six changes in, like, 5 months. And then Taker had it for over the course of the summer, right? But then he lost it to Brett, and then Brett lost it to the Screwjob, right? And then WrestleMania. So, I mean, it started it, really. I mean, nightly.
Why did Russo get in power?
Yeah, exactly. No, but really, that's, I mean.
No, you're a good point. Good point.
Oh,
and then after that, you're right.
Being...
Then after that, even after Austin got it, he didn't keep it that long.
No, what's his name? Yeah, well, he had it all across through the summer, and then they had that double pin that caused the title to be vacant, right?
Well, plus he lost it for a night to Kane.
To Kane that one time, yeah. Then they had the Deadly Games tournament, and then it was Rock and Foley flipping it a million times,
right, over their feud.
So, I mean, that late 96, early 97 is really when it started. Anyway, my point being is that Yokozuna being a two-time WWF champion, you know, really, with their lineage, meant something then.
Though I really think of him as a one-time, because you talk about that.
Yes, of course, right? But, I mean, even in their video, they show him beating Brett. They don't show him beating Hogan, right?
That's true.
In Mania 9. But, I mean, my other thing is, I mean, Yokozuna there then, I mean, having someone as insignificant as the Usos. I know there's a family relation there, but in terms of fandom, you know, having the Usos do it, somebody just so low down on the card. And if you knew they were going to do it, give them some TV exposure ahead
of time,
right?
That's kind of my feeling, too. But look what they did to the World Tag Team title tonight. Both of them destroyed by Big Show.
Yeah.
Like,
but
you know,
the thing is, they didn't have
fucking
it figured
losers.
Out. Well, they didn't have it figured out either. But, I mean, I look at that and I see, you know, Yokozuna is kind of getting pissed on in this whole thing in terms of everything, but
like you say, if they had Bret Hart induct him, that would have been different, right?
Well, they would have Bret Hart induct him, and then you could have had a little bit more sort of oomph on it.
Yeah.
And I mean, because to me, you look at Yokozuna,
even someone like Vader, who he had a feud with in WWE, would have been, you know,
But Yokozuna to me isn't any more like does Diesel, you know.
Yep.
I guess Diesel got the age. Kevin Nash got the NWO.
Undertaker thing. Can't really induct him.
No, but Kevin Nash had the NWO thing. I was looking at WWF history.
Yep.
Yokozuna and Diesel are about neck and neck. You know? So,
The NWO aside, overall, Nash is definitely a bigger star, but you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
In WWF, you're right.
So, but anyway, I mean,
In fact, I think of Yokozuna's reign was more successful than Nash's, actually, as far as drawing.
Yeah, that's right, But, no, and I also think that, who else do we have? JBL's to put in, Del Rio's.
I think we covered it all.
Did we get everybody?
I think so.
I'm just trying to think of if we missed anybody. Yeah, no, that's not, I guess, because of the Horsemen being sort of five people in one induction, it's a little bit different. But, no, they didn't promote it. I think a lot of that has to do with Flair. Maybe
they still could have promoted Edge, though. Jesus. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'll promote to Edge. We did when he retired. We did a show on him.
So
on his career.
Put that up again.
Awesome.
Re-put that. It was April 17th of 2011, or last year, April 17th, we did our show on Edge's retrospective. So we'll definitely
if you didn't hear it, you want to know Edge's career within the WWE beginning to end, as good as you can hear.
We didn't talk about Damian Shadow on losing to Kevin Sullivan in WCW Worldwide. That's true. But in a WWF context, we definitely did his...
we did talk about, what was he, Tyler Sexton? What was he? No. What, Sexton Hardcastle?
Sexton Hardcastle and Christian Cage. Yeah.
Did talk a little about that.
Yes.
Christian gets a lot of talk in that episode, too, obviously. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're kind of tied together, but...
Well, they're brothers.
Brother.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to do it. I mean,
we're done.
We're on the road to WrestleMania. We almost got there, so let's we'll sit back. We'll of course be here.
And six hours and 20 minutes of our best of is available in two parts. So check that out too if this is your first time hearing.
That's wicked.
But I only say that because I made it.
That's true. Well, and I only say that because I'm the star of most of it. But.
You have the internet on computers
On computers now.
Awesome.
Kills me every time. But, I think that's it. So we'll be back after WrestleMania.
After Mania. Right after WrestleMania, we'll record. And then shortly after that, we'll focus a little bit more on some smaller stuff. More of our fake guests and stuff coming up after that.
I don't think we'll do a show on your penis. But I think we've got the April Fool's show that we want to be talking about. Mania coming on April Fool's Day. So we'll.
You know, I might do a show on my penis with your mom.
Well, we were talking about April Fool's. So,
April Fool's shows. You want to see our one from last year, but our brand new one you're going to want to check out. It's very funny.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah. So,
All right.
Already recorded, folks.
Going to wrap it up. Yeah, we already did it because, well.
So I know it's good.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Fuck it.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Yes, let's get out of here. Sweet. So, all right, it's wetalkwrestling.podomatic.com. Twitter is at wetalkwrestling. And you can email me, Addy, A-D-D-I-E, at wetalkwrestling.com. Mo, M-O, as in ho, at wetalkpodcast.com. So hit us up, tell us what
Mo
you think.
Mo underscore wetalk.
Oh,
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. That's cool, too. All right, well, in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.